All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How are you doing? Thanks for liking, subscribing and sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate you and all of your support and all your follows. I do love it. Come see me live. It's starting. This tour here, I don't know what I should call it, maybe the Come and See Tour, but it's not. It's me and my buddy Sean Finnerty. We are hitting the road. The All-Irish Comedy Tour is off and running as it is every March. Where am I going to be? Starting this Thursday night, Columbus, Ohio. We are at the Funny Bone. I get on a plane next morning. I go right down to the Bahamas. I got two down in the Bahamas again. Can't wait to get those. But I'm back on Long Island. I will be at the 13th Mulcahy's in Wantagh. Then I am going to be the 14th. I will be up in, where am I going to be? Where are we going to be in the 14th? We are going to be at Laugh Boston. Love that club, Laugh Boston. Great time. 15th, we're going to be heading over. 15th, we're heading over to Massachusetts to the MGM Grand. We are going to be at Roar Comedy Club at the MGM Grand. Then we're heading right down. Where are we going to be the next night? On the 16th, we are going to be at Helium in Philadelphia. It's an afternoon show. 4 o'clock, matinee show. That's all we could squeeze. That's all we could do. And then where are we going from there? We're going back to Long Island for a night show at the Smithtown Theatre. What? Unbelievable. We have just, and there's other stuff in between. I'm at the Comedy Cellar. I'm at the Comic Strip. I'm at Gotham. I'm fucking at Westside Comedy Club. I'm everywhere this month. Come and see. I can't wait to see you. Forgive the glasses. Again, I look haggard. One person messaged me on Instagram. And again, I don't really go on Instagram for my messages. But once in a while, I'll pop my head in there. And I was told in a video promo, oh, St. Patrick's Day, mother shit. I never promoted St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day, the 17th, Sunday, live at the Comic Strip. It's my own show at the Comic Strip. I've never done that before. I've always been part of an amazing lineup. Now I'm going to be in there with Sean Finnerty. And we're taking the whole, we're taking over the whole comedy club. So cannot wait to come down. Tickets are available at all of those venues. Come and see you. Can't wait to see you. Anyway, I was outside the Comic Strip making a video promoting my St. Patrick's Day gig. And someone just wrote up and said, you know, basically I shouldn't wear plaid anymore because it makes me look washed out. Basically washed or washed out, whatever it was. I'm paraphrasing there. So sorry I'm not gorgeous enough sometimes and I pick the wrong colours. But also, 'tis the month of Lent, and I get up at 4 o'clock every morning. I get up at 4 o'clock every morning, and I pray every morning at 4 o'clock. I get up and I give the first 2.5 hours to God during Lent, and then on top of that, I'm out late at night earning money, earning me crust, right, putting a roof over the head, all of that stuff, putting clothes on me back, food on the table for the family. So that's probably why I look a little bit washed. So forgive me. Forgive me for not realizing it was my wardrobe that made me look like shit, not my month of suffering through Lent, which is what we're supposed to do. But however, we move on. How's your week been, everybody? How's your week? I don't really have any topics, so I just figured, wouldn't it be funny to just read the news this week? Just read the news. What is going on in the news this week? And you realize that there's a lot of unreported stuff. Because I don't watch Fox. I don't watch CSNBC, CNN, all of those lying pieces of shit garbage news channels. Although I do go on Fox. And they did reach out to me again to come back on. Had a great time over Fox News. Jimmy Fallon's show is great. I will be on there again. In the works, working on more dates with Fox. But I just thought there's so many things happened, right, that don't get reported. And for good reason, I guess, right? For good reason, because there's agendas. And if we all stood up and didn't know these things, then we would, what's the word? Revolt? Would that be, would we revolt? Would we stand up for ourselves if it was mainstream news? If this came in, beep, 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 this just in, right? And then if we knew that stuff, we might go, wait a minute, that's not happy. That's not a happy thing for us. That's not going to work out well for us. Why should, so that's why I don't follow these networks, because they only report on what they want you to see, or unless they're shitting on the other side. But I got some news that happened this week. Let's go into it. Let's get into stuff that, and again, fact check me, please. I do love a good fact check. Go on yourself, do a bit of research on the old Google machine. Although as of late, Google's been acting the contrary. Google has to apologize for some of the stuff that they're putting up that ain't true. So, but let's have a look at some of the news that's not reported this week that you will only hear here on Cheaper Than Therapy, or unless you need to go actual the same sites I go on to. So here's one, and forgive me out reading out loud, as we know I do fumble like a moron. So here's first thing on the news article this week that's not reported, by the way. So the city of Denver has told their hour employees that their hours will be cut to zero. Zero. So that's none, for those who are not, as we say in Ireland, not. That's the number we use for zero, not. So in order to help keep paying for people who illegally entered the country. And they're just letting the people know, by the way, to say, hey, we just want you to know that this is not a layoff. We're just giving you no hours. That's all. So you're not being laid off. Few, right? I don't know if any of you work a job and you work hourly. I don't know. I'm sorry you did. I did for the longest time. You had an hourly job. You came in, you punch in, ka-pum-pum. Remember the old, those cards? I had one of those. I used to work in factories in Ireland. I used to work in supermarkets and you just punched in. I remember that. It was a good feeling. It was a good feeling to punch in and punch out again. And but you would check your hours, right? You would go up and they'd be on the wall, and I'd be there with my friends in the supermarket, Crazy Prices, it was called, Quinsworth. Crazy Prices / Quinsworth, which then we were acquired by Tesco. But you would go in, you would get your hours would be up on a board, and you would walk in, and you go, are you working this week, lads? Yeah, yeah, when are you in? Oh, I got a 10 o'clock shift. You know why I don't like the 10 o'clock shift? We never get out at 10 o'clock. Do you know what I mean? And you did that, and you played your game, and you did your hours. So you would go in, and your hours would be posted. Let's say you would do 40 hours a week or 35, or I was a student in school, so I would do maybe 25 hours a week. And you walk in, you did it, and then you fucked off, did your job, you got paid, and you went home. So now what the city of Denver is doing, like, instead of when you go in now, you're going to go, what's my name, McThomas? All right, how many hours? We don't have any hours for you to make this week, so you don't need to be here this week. We're not letting you go. It's not a layoff. It's not a layoff. You just don't come in. That's it. Monday, you're not in the calendar. That's good. Tuesday, not in the calendar either. Wednesday, we are a bit busy Wednesday. So hold on. Not in the calendar either. We don't need you Wednesday. Thursday, we're not going to need you on there. Friday, oof. Friday is a tough one, right? That is when all the orders come in, but we're not going to need you on Friday. And then Saturday, we know normally we actually work one Saturday a month. Remember we asked you that and you signed an agreement and said you would do that? Yeah. Well, this is the Saturday where you don't have to come in like all the other ones. So basically no hours this week. But again, it's not a layoff. You still work here. You still get to come in. You still get to come and check your hours. You just don't work here anymore. So you know that thing you have that's money? Money. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's money, and you take this money and you go buy the food and the clothes and you pay for your thing over your house, the roof, right? We're going to take that money. Right, we're going to save that money and we're going to give it to people who came in here illegally, who broke the law, by the way. They broke the law to get here. Really? Oh, because I figured I do everything right. I pay my taxes. Well, not anymore because I got no fucking salary to pay them against. But I pay my taxes, I obey the laws and I do all that. So I shouldn't do legally. I shouldn't. What you're saying is I shouldn't do it legally. No, no, no. Come in and then go to Georgia like they did to that poor young lady and, you know, she got raped and murdered. She was out jogging. But we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about that right now. So anyway, so that's out of Denver. So congratulations, Denver. Doing a great fucking job if you work for the city of Denver. So anyway, and of course they do in a liberal town. Of course they're going to do in a liberal town because they're not going to fucking... I got to stop saying liberal. I'm going to say left. Because left are crazy. The right are this. Liberal is... I think we're all liberal. Liberal, I think, means kindness. So I don't want to use the word liberal in a negative way. Because I myself am liberal with a lot of things. I'm conservative on some things and I'm liberal on a lot of things. So I'm going to stop you. I got to train myself. If you ever hear me say the word liberal on something as an insult, I don't mean it and I apologize. Next thing on the news. The FBI. They put out a tweet this week that is... It's blown up, right? It's a blown up tweet. Or X. Sorry, X is on that one. They're to say basically that higher prices and dangerous products are causing businesses to close, and it's because of all these shoplifters now. And I couldn't agree with that. Couldn't agree with that more, right? If you go into the city, like if I want a Red Bull, like in the city, New York City, I walk in and out of Long Island, it's not there yet. It's getting there where they lock up everything. So you got to go in. Can I get a sugar-free Red Bull? Like you got to ask the guy, like you were. Remember we went to a jeweler's or you went into a store where you're buying like whatever, like a knife, a weapon, like, you know, for fishing or whatever, and you would go, yeah, can I have a look at number four? Yeah, that one, two over. Can I just check that? Could you open that? And the guy, the jeweler, would come in and unlock the case and slide and go, there you go, sir. Who's the lucky lady that you're buying this necklace for? And, you know, so that's what I do at Red Bull now. Now I got to go with Red Bull and I go, can I get a look, can I have a look at that? Can I have a look at the 8.4 ounce? Here you go, sir. It's a lovely 8.4 ounce. But may I suggest, sir, that we do are doing a special now. We have 2 for 5 on the 8.4. I'm like, you know what? It's 1 o'clock in the morning. That's a bit too much Red Bull. I'll be up for the rest of the night if I could do that. But thank you. So that's not the fucked up funny part about it, right? That's not the funny part about it. When the FBI put the tweet out, they put in this picture. Now, let me go again. Listen, I'm a man of statistics. I do not judge anybody based on the color of their skin. I based on their actions that are in their heart. Who said that? I think Martin Luther King. I paraphrase and fuck that up. But I love statistics, me. I love statistics and facts because you can't call me out on facts and statistics. But when you do look at these, and it is a shame, when you look at these organized shoplifting walkouts, they are predominantly black youth. Right, they are. You see them, the hoodies up, they walk out, they don't care. They come in, swipe the thing off the shelves, and they fuck off out the window. But the FBI decided, as woke as they are, instead of going like, guys, here's a picture of an actual walkout, they just put up like two hot white girls. Maybe I'll post the picture of you. Ask it, and I'll post a picture from the website of the FBI website. Two hot girls, white girls stealing a purse. That ain't it. It's not Becky, right? It's not Becky and Jessica. That one purse they stole that's causing the collapse of all these multi-billion fucking businesses that we all use. It's not that. It is, let's be honest. Go online yourself. Google, here's the thing. If you think I'm wrong, just Google organized shoplifting. That's all I'm wanting you to do and see if I'm wrong. That's all. That's it. That's all you got to do. Anyway, moving on, next part of the news. 16 universities are at least 16. I left that part at least 16, which means there are more. At least 16 universities are promoting the book How to Blow Up a Pipeline, which teaches children how to promote ecotourism. And not only that, but some of the colleges are actually making it required reading. This is why I don't send my kids to fucking college. This is how the most thing I can do is go get some Taco Bell, some Red Bull, maybe a pint of Guinness, mix all that into a blender. That is how you blow up my house. But I don't understand why anybody would need a book called How to Blow Up a Pipeline. Now, it's not a metaphor. It's not like one of those titles that kind of capture you when you go in there. It's like, what's the reason? Why would we grow up the pipeline? We are at war with Russia. Who is going to blow up the pipeline? It's not about that. It's literally instructions on how you should blow up a pipeline. Now, I get it. The internet's already there. You can buy 3D guns. You can do all that stuff. But in college, right, when you're some parents out there working 3 jobs because you have to now, to pay for your kids to go to school, right? What are you doing? What are you learning? How are you moving on? Are you getting a qualification in a college? Are you going to come out here with a degree? No, Dad, I know how to blow up a pipeline. Again, unreported news. Next one. This one's fucking scary for all you people out there. Meta, that's the parent company of Instagram and Facebook. That's probably where you found this link to this podcast. Instagram and Facebook put out a new AI tool that says that Joe Biden is the 45th president and he leaves out Donald Trump. So as we know, if you are some educated person, Donald Trump is the 46th president. I mean, we know Joe Biden is the 46th president. So we're just getting rid of people now. And that's a scary fucking time, man. That's a scary thing to be doing, to just be fucking lobbing people out of history. Right, just taking them off the books. That so when you're on Facebook, so we support Facebook, we support Instagram, we love it. Here's a picture, here's my food. Right, here's my food. Take a picture of me eating my food. Here's me, my husband, we're on the beach walking together. Best couple ever. They're over in a month. I hang out with the guy, I hear him fucking bitch about his wife constantly. I hear her bitch about him constantly, but hashtag blessed. That service is now telling you that they have designed a product that is just saying like, yeah, we're getting rid of presidents. Like because we don't like him. We don't like him. Is that not fucking scary? We've already tried to we've done an unconstitutional thing by we've taken him off a ballot before he was even convicted of a crime that he didn't do. And again, this is me, my disgust with I've said this before, my disgust with Joe Biden isn't an endorsement of Trump. It's not that. I don't vote on these things. I don't trust them. I joke as much. I explained before, I would vote for Trump just to piss off the left, because it's hilarious to me how hard they cry. But so you're doing all these things, but you don't realize for a second, you fucking idiots, that it could easily come back to you, that they could eventually do that to you. Right? You're not thinking straight. You're not thinking straight. But again, this is another dangerous thing that we're allowing, that people are just telling us what we want to hear. When do we stand up and go, fucking enough is enough? I think the boycotts are on the rise, right? It's starting with Hollywood. It's starting to people like, we don't fucking care. You're giving us shit movies. You're giving us shit TV shows. I don't give a fuck what you're wearing on a carpet anymore. Giving your gold fucking statue for a piece of shit movie, right? Fuck off. We don't care anymore. And that is eventually, because that was like, you know, our distraction from our lives. We're going to work on Monday morning after, you watched the Oscars? I did. I remember that, going to work and people were talking about the Oscars and who was this, who was that. I can't believe this movie won. Oh my God. But they were legit good movies. Now it's just fucking dog shit, right? So now we're done with Hollywood, right? That's gone to the side. That will never be built back again. Because they're cutting corners on everything, on scripts, on actors. You're forcing shit. Your movies no longer have plots. They now have agendas. They're fucking... we're done with Hollywood, right? What's going to be next? It'll probably go to sports. And then hopefully one day soon, it'll be the politicians. And this is the shit why. Because they have their fucking nose in everything, creating and scheming and plotting on how to fucking just change history. So that's something you did again. Fact check me, Google it all. What else happened? Oh, Kellogg's. Did you see that? The guy from Kellogg's. He came out, the CEO of Kellogg's. I don't know his name. Probably Tony the Tiger. He came out and he was just like saying that, hey, listen, we know times are tough. Finances are not easy. Why don't you save some money for your family by having cereal for dinner? Kids, gather around, everybody. It's, you know, how was your day? Can you pass me the milk? Like, you know what I mean? Just fucking Cocoa Pops, right? Do you have Cocoa Pops here? Cocoa Puffs we have in Ireland. Cocoa Puffs. Do you have Cocoa Puffs here? Do you have Cocoa Puffs? I used to think that was like an insult to like a black gay person. He's a Cocoa Puff. That's funny. He's fucking... shit. I'm going out tonight with my friends. Yeah, who you bringing? I'm bringing my friend Charlie. Which one's he? You know, the black guy. He's gay with your cousin Stephen. Oh, yeah. Oh, that Cocoa Puff. But are we... Right? So So they want cereal for dinner now. The old nutrient... Like a bowl of sugar. Nothing says America more than the Kellogg's dude. And again, the boycott is happening because people are going, fuck you, you moron. Is that what you want? Snap, crackle, and pop? A bit Cheerios, right? I know Cheerios is Nestle, but I'm just saying the idea of having cereal for fucking dinner. That's it, man. He was on the news talking about that shit. Again, yeah, that's the answer to our fucking problems. That's the answer to, you know, why some people are out there suffering and their cupboards are bare. Oh, get over it. What is wrong with you? Have a fucking bowl of Honey Smacks. What is wrong with you? Get up off your arse, make a living for yourself. Get yourself a bowl of Holly Smacks. You are fucking fine, mate. What are you complaining about? You don't need nutrition from steak, vegetables, fruits, meats, carbohydrates, irons, proteins. You don't need any of that shit. You don't need any of that shit. Bowl of Lucky Charms as well. Set you right. Get a bit of Lucky Charms. You go to the doctor and then in 5 years' time, he goes, I'm sorry, Mr. Anderson, you've developed severe cancer in your lower intestine. I don't understand, doctor. I've got a very nutritious diet of fucking Lucky Charms and the fucking bee thing. Fucking Fruit Loops. How could this even happen? I am fucking confused. Another thing in the news is kind of a bit, I don't know if you saw that, two humpback whales got caught fucking. Not caught fucking, right? It was like someone popped out behind a piece of coral. Gotcha! I fucking knew it! They got caught. A gay dude was fucking the other male dude in the blowhole. And everyone's up in arms about it. And everyone's out with their rainbow flags. See? This is my arrogant gay person. See, isn't that right, Coco Puff? Mm-hmm. See, gay animals too, right? We love animals because animals are gay as well. Listen, scientists came out and they go, he's fucking raping the other one, you idiots. He's not like, hey, you want to have sex? Like, oh my God, finally, yeah. I think Joe DeVito posted a funny joke. Was like, Humpback Mountain. Because it was humpback whales. Humpback Mountain. Two whales who are just with their fucking pods and they just don't, they're not happy with their lives, so they secretly meet. Just fucking each other in the blowhole. But, yeah, man, who gives a fuck? Why is this news? Why are you waving your fucking rainbow flag over two fucking, one guy's sexually assaulting another one? Why is, you know what I mean? Oh, it's fucking hilarious. And here's the thing too, like, they're whales. There's like nine of them left. Let them fuck what they want to fuck. Who cares? They let them live off their last few years as an endangered species doing what the fuck they want. Who are you to judge? Let them fuck a shark's tooth mouth, just a fucking big teethy mouth if they want to. They have a few, there's only a few of them left on a planet. Let them fuck a bit of coral if they want, a jellyfish, who cares? Wrapping a fucking octopus around it. Give it an old rub and tug. Eight hands going at once. Or whatever the fuck it is. Who cares? Let them go, man. This is news from around the world. Well, really around America this week. Through the Ring camera. Swish. Yeah, and again, fact check me on all that, go back. Listen, again, come see me live, folks. The tour is now starting. I cannot wait to see you in Columbus this week. Thanks for liking, subscribing, and sharing. And as always, everybody, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.